We are continuing our discussion with regards to brand loyalty, and the question tonight is, are Gen Zs more brand loyal than millennials? And I think no, they are not. I think millennials were more brand loyal than Gen Zs are. And the reason for that is, this is going to sound so strange when I tell you this, but I think millennials thought more for themselves. They did a bit more thinking than what Gen Zs do. And the reason for that is Gen Z was born and raised on social media, and they had the opportunity to see influencers and listen to influencers. And they actually had the opportunity to get known or know the term influencer, which is something that is not, that millennials did not know. So how do I know that they are not brand loyal, but they are influencer loyal? Merely the term influencer. Our decisions, or Gen Z's decisions made on clothing, made decisions on phones, decisions on tech, whatever, are being influenced by the person that they watch online. That is why that person is called an influencer. They have an influence on the person listening to them, meaning that Gen Z aren't necessarily brand loyal. I think they are influencer loyal. When their influencer tell them that Samsung is now the best thing, they will get Samsung. When their influencers tell them, like, listen, gender equality is not great in the world, they will believe it. We believe influencers. We don't necessarily think for ourselves as Gen Z. Whereas I believe millennials did research and reviews and made decisions influenced by themselves and by asking, what's that statement? The American judges always make, you will be judged by a jury of your peers. And I think that's exactly what millennials did. We made decisions judged by the jury of our peers. When our friends and people around us made a certain comment, we will stick to that. Now, I need to be honest. I was raised in the 90s, so social media came a lot later in life. Therefore, my understanding and my influences on decisions I make is solely based on my own interpretations of things that I do. I don't watch reviews online because I think they're not biased. Well, they are biased. I don't read a lot of reviews online, except if it's anonymous. And I like stuff that I like. I don't necessarily listen to people. They don't influence my choices, which I think is a cool thing, because individuality is key, which, interesting, is something that Gen Z feel that they have and feel that each person, they've got this very profound saying, you do you, except you do you, but in their perception, it's not true. They don't let anyone do what they do. That you need to do you if what you are is what I like you to be. That is the perception of the Gen Zs. So with regards to brand loyalty, should we then be brand loyal? No, you don't need to be brand loyal. You need to do what you feel is right with regards to purchases. Obviously, this can't contradict the Spirit or the Scriptures. So you need to listen to the Holy Spirit and the Bible, of course. But you can make your own decisions. That is the great thing in life. One of the greatest gifts that God has given us is His Son. And second to that is the free will of choosing His Son or not, just as is the case with every single other decision we make. We can make a decision saying yes or no. Right, you have free will. So take that into consideration whenever you make a purchase, whenever you feel that you need to align with a political party, that you feel you need to align with a worldview, you can make your own decisions.